You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027. This is Classic Business with Michael Avery on Classic 1027 in Johannesburg and Fine Music Radio in Cape Town.
Well, it's time to go offshore briefly with Lester Davids of Unum Capital because of all of the technical issues we've had. Evening, Lester. It looks like markets are preparing for the other second wave.
Yes, good evening, Michael, and good evening to your listeners. Yes, over the last week, we've seen markets being in sort of a lull with a slow grind higher as market participants slowly digest the developments around the reopening of the global economies with the attempt to assess how company earnings have been affected during the first quarter of 2020. In addition to revenue and earnings outlooks provided by companies, the big focus has also been on whether a second wave of infections has the ability to cause another shock within the global economy and the respective financial markets. While this has the focus has been on COVID-19, we may see the return of a second wave, and that being the protests which have occurred in Hong Kong towards the end of 2019. So far, markets seem pretty much unfazed by the restart of these protests in some parts of Hong Kong. However, with the renewed friction between the U.S. and China, as a result of the new legislation that's being implemented out in Beijing, I do think that this is a piece of the puzzle that we should not ignore. Over the last week, we have seen markets make a slow move higher, as mentioned, so up around between an average of 3 to 4% over in the U.S., over in Europe, roughly about the same amount.
Now, markets generally have a seasonal bias towards them, and that's often where the sell in May, go away adage comes from. How has that been impacted this year thanks to COVID-19? Have we sort of tossed that old market aphorism out the window?
Yes, so we have seen markets act accordingly, surprisingly, over the first quarter, we have seen a dip in markets with a rally coming through from the mid-March lows. If we have a look at data provided by Equity Clock, having a look at the S&P 500 over a 20-year period, we have seen that the first quarter is often weak, with a sideways to downward bias. This year, of course, we saw a significantly larger drop within the first quarter, and as mentioned, a rally off the mid-March lows, which is in line with the seasonality reading. Going forward, the historical data suggests that the period for May to October is often a sideways trending market, followed by a surge into year-end. So far, for May, we have seen markets